The Sox play the A's.
Wednesday at 2:05.
On the home of the Chicago White Sox. WLS AM 890.
Johnny B coming up after 9 o'clock. Rush at 11. I'm sure Rush will have an interesting take on last night's contentious Democratic debate. And then 5 o'clock this afternoon, I need you to watch Bret Baier. First Bernie Sanders, then Hillary Clinton. And with Bret Baier in charge, it'll be newsworthy. Believe me, Bret Baier's show at 5 o'clock this afternoon. Schools are open. Libraries are closed. Happy Pulaski Day for all of our friends here in Chicago. We don't get Punchkis today on Pulaski Day. We get them on Fat Tuesday, you know, for Fat Tuesday, but nothing happening for Pulaski Day?
No.
Well, they probably assume since it's Lent that they probably shouldn't do that.
I just find it odd that, like, the Chicago public schools have school today, but suburban schools have Pulaski Day off.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Huh. It's very, very, very odd.
Keith, I forgot, when you were at the, when you're at the Copernicus Center, they didn't receive you very well. Why?
They were very rude. And well, it's because, you know what? I totally blew the setup to that joke, John.
So here we go. Out of all the people in the world, you would think those people
would realize they're not the center of the universe.
Thank you.
There we go.
Hello, everybody.
Long way to go.
Happy Monday.
Jen DeSalva, how did the polar plunge go?
It went fantastic. There were so many people there. I didn't expect this event to be as huge as it was.
I used to do that a number of years ago, and I don't any longer, but the weather yesterday was pretty conducive to a polar plunge compared to some weather we've had in the past.
I wore my bathing suit, and I was standing out there for probably 10 to 15 minutes before the plunge, and I had no problems. Like, that's how warm it was.
Did you see Lady Gaga or Al Roker?
No, I didn't get a chance to see them. But, you know, even if I would have tried, they would have been like, no, plebe, go sit over there. You can't see them. No.
Well,
I think they went really early.
Yeah, you raised quite a bit of money for Special Olympics. Good for you and your team. What was the team?
The team was the Frightened Turtles. It was 8 men and 3 of us women. And, yeah, they were very frightened.
And, of course, you all were wearing Mitch McConnell masks, were you?
Oh, no. No, we were actually wearing green. And I had body-painted turtles on my body.
Yeah, I saw that. Cute. In fact, I saw the pictures that you tweeted out.
Yeah.
And you said some woman there on the beach objected to you thinking you were vulgar or a shameless hussy or something?
In one of the Friends videos, I heard this woman saying, that scummy woman with the shamrocks painted on her, that scummy woman. And I was like, what? What? I just, you know, didn't want a lot of clothes on. Because
how long did you spend in the water?
Probably no more than 30 seconds. Honestly, they wouldn't let you stay in more than 20 or 30 seconds. I kind of was surprised. I'm like, wait, where's everybody going? I tried swimming and there should be some pictures coming out of that.
And you ran into Amy Jacobson?
I did. Oh, gosh, she's beautiful. She's beautiful. So I got a nice little hug. I'm like, hey, you know, never met face-to-face, just on Facebook, but I'm the Jen. She's like, oh, it's nice to see you.
She is. She sent me a text from New York City. She was in Times Square on Saturday, so she must have flown back to participate in the polar plunge.
Yeah, must have.
Well, good for you guys. I think $1.5 million raised for Special Olympics. It's a terrific thing each and every year. Also, before we get out of here today, we should probably thank A-Train Productions. You know this guy?
I do. You know, him and Joe, the two men that made this, are the leaders of the Jonathan Brandmeier Brandmeier Nation fan club.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I've heard his stuff on Brandmeier's show.
You have.
So here's a little tune that they whipped it up. While we whip it out, this is Jen DeSalvo's new theme song, apparently.
I know this girl, she's on the radio. You can find her on the John Howell Show.
In time and tempo.
Jen DeSalvo, she does the traffic. And you can bet she's gonna be right.
In tune, maybe.
Should I take $55 Lakeshore Drive? Or just try to get off here?
Energy's very good.
It's Traffic Jam, Jam's the one I go to. Traffic Jam, Jam's
now here's the
all
problem.
Right, all right, all right. Ooh, yeah.
You know, it is a parody, so you get a little wiggle room there.
You know, I am just going to say, it is amazing. Any woman will love it for a man to write a song for her. That was just the best thing that I could have ever
expected.
It's
a nice little version there. But as you get older, I'll give him a little advice. You want to drop the keys sometimes. Yes, Keith?
Well, it's like the national anthem. You know that there's a very high note coming up. So start low, that way it'll be within your range.
Oh, say, can you see? Yeah, as low as you can start, that's the best thing to do.
Brave.
But I like it. What is his first name?
His name is Aaron.
Aaron. Okay, nice job, buddy. Keep them coming. We appreciate it. Any theme songs for Jen, we would love to listen to them. Not going to guarantee we're going to play them, but we'd love to hear them.
I'll probably be playing it while I'm walking down the street. Sure. Like, yeah, Jen's come in.
Put in your iTunes and put it on repeat. All right, just enough time for a couple clarifications.
I'm sorry.
I can't think of anything that we have to apologize so for today. Sorry. Keith, go ahead, sir.
Well, I think we should apologize to Lovey Howell for the confusion during the Stephen Moore segment with him interpreting my former common law, Mrs. Howell, with that meaning she's your ex-wife.
That was hilarious.
Definitely not the case.
Gentlemen, remember, love is fleeting, but an ex-wife is forever. I'll leave it at that. Next.
Right. Apologies to Peyton Manning for any implication at all that he has ever done any drugs in his entire life.
Hope you enjoyed the breakfast item of the day. I came in early, whipped up some Denver omelets in honor of Peyton Manning's terrific career. I did load those up with HGH.
That HGH is good stuff.
And served them up with a cocktail of various other breakfast enhancing hormones.
I can already feel the arm growing out of my forehead.
So enjoy it. I don't care if that, you know, I don't care if these professional athletes use something that I wouldn't, because that's what you do when you're in that business. You know, go ahead. If you want to ruin your body for your years of retirement because you're making $10 million a year as an NFL quarterback, I don't have a problem with it. It seems like a pretty fair exchange in my world. I don't get the outrage. Well, this is their role examples. They're role models for our youth. No, they're not. They're a piece of meat. They're professional athletes. Take what you need to take. Get out there. Play the game as violently as possible. When you retire, go off someplace, and then now you're done with
they're
it.
They're like super cows.
That's right. Yeah. They're there for our entertainment as long as their body can hold up, and then we'll get the next man up afterwards. End of story. Anything else?
Apologies to all professional athletes for saying they're basically just pieces of meat.
Whatever. I won't worry too much about them. Those guys make a boatload of cash, and because they can't get up off the couch without help, later in their life, well, hey, so be it.
You're really trying here, aren't you?
I'd pay for it. I mean, who wouldn't make that trade? Who wouldn't make the trade? To be a professional athlete, make that kind of money, have that kind of career, and not, now you have trouble with your hips and your knees? Tough luck. Suck it up. Next.
Okay, apologies to Jet Collins' father for saying that he would come forward if the kid were rich.
Yeah.
This is the guy who's looking for his dad.
Too far back. Next.
And finally, apologies to Tim McCarthy, because when he gets to that point in House of Cards, it's going to be weird.
Meacham, the Secret Service agent, did not see that coming.
That's our position. That's what we're going to do. Case closed.
But once you see it, you can never unsee it.